broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti. It is not an end to Lewiston, Maine's shock or mourning, but there is some relief with the discovery of the body of the suspected Wednesday night mass shooter. State and local officials confirming it in late evening.
After a more than two-day manhunt, authorities found the body of mass shooting suspect Robert Card, the Army reservist accused of opening fire at a bowling alley and a bar on Wednesday.
I was very elated tonight when I got the call from Commissioner Soschuk advising me of the revelation of what took place and that Mr. Card is deceased and no longer a threat to our community.
Law enforcement officials intensified the urgent search for Card, scouring miles of woods and sending dive teams with sonar to the bottom of a river.
That is CBS News Boston reporter Laura Hafley. Now to our other major ongoing story a half a world away, the expansion of Israel's air and ground attacks into the Gaza Strip, just short of 3 weeks after the Hamas terrorist raid that set off this latest Mideast war. Gaza is effectively cut off. No phone or internet. Our coverage starts with BBC Middle East correspondent Tom Bateman.
There have been waves of intense Israeli airstrikes over Gaza, much heavier than in previous nights, while virtually all internet and phone communications appear to be out across the territory. Bright flashes and explosions lit up the night sky. The armed wing of Hamas, posting on the messaging app Telegram, said it was fighting Israeli forces on the ground in northern and central Gaza, describing this as a violent confrontation.
And what of the people taken captive from Israel in the terrorist attack on October 7th?
230 or so hostages being held in Gaza. That remains a priority. So this could be also part of the pressure to get Hamas to release at least some of those hostages, which could perhaps bring a pause in the fighting. But looking forward, military experts and even the defense minister says that this war is not going to take weeks, but months.
CBS's Robert Berger in Jerusalem. Back here, the latest on the United Auto Workers strike a day after a tentative deal between the union and Ford. Here's WWJ Radio's Jeff Gilbert.
Talks have now reached the highest level involving both UAW president and GM CEO Mary Barra. A marathon bargaining session seeing a lot of progress. There are only a few non-economic issues said to be remaining. No word how long it's going to take to get those worked out.
In sports, game one of the World Series in Arlington, Texas, going to the home team Rangers, a come from behind 6-5 win in 11 innings over the Arizona Diamondbacks. Average gas price $3.52. This is CBS News.
You need to hire? Indeed is with you every step of the way, helping you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Hey, you. The one on the couch who just told your friend you can't go out because you're busy? Ready to get real about your psoriasis? When your current treatments don't do enough to help control the inflammation beneath the skin, causing plaques and pain, stressing and scratching, it's time to stop hiding and get real with your dermatologist so they can help you get clear. Get real clear about psoriasis at letsgetrealclear.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
The Chase Inc. Business Premier Card is made for people who make things happen, like me. I'm Sam, founder and CEO of Manifest, a product design company that makes everyday products design smarter. I get 2.5% cash back on purchases of $5,000 or more, plus unlimited 2% cash back on all other purchases, which helps us make more smart ideas into a brilliant reality.
The Inc. Business Premier Card. Learn more at chase.com/business premier. Chase for business. Make more of what's yours. Real business owner compensated for their participation. Account subject to credit approval. Restrictions and limitations apply. Cards are issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank. Any member FDIC.
Here are the trick-or-treating hours in communities throughout central Wisconsin on Tuesday, October 31st. In Wisconsin Rapids, Grand Rapids, Nakusa, Port Edwards, and Buren, 5 to 7 p.m. In Rudolph, 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. In Pittsville, 4 to 7 p.m. In Vesper, 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. There will also be games and a movie at the community center in Vesper. Here's wishing everyone a safe and fun Halloween.
Wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh. Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the WASPs. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 30 overnight under cloudy skies, northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance of snow showers tomorrow 39. A dusting of snow tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 38.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
From the Civic Media Radio Network, moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And so it goes,
and so it goes,
and so it goes,
and so it goes.
But where it's going, no one knows.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Now, filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Matinere.
Good morning, happy Friday, October 27th. Greg Mock is on the board. Carol Kane is here with me in the studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always check in, call, and or text at 844-967-2789. Or you can watch us on the live stream on YouTube, Twitter, and the other one.
Facebook.
See, I have just so X'd Mark Zuckerberg out of my life. I don't even think about Facebook anymore.
No, because you couldn't get YouTube for a while. So now I feel like you can only memorize two of the three. Don't blame a billionaire in California.
Oh, come on. Just let me blame Zuckerberg. Yes. Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook that Zucker owns. You can watch on the live stream and always comment there as well. So we're going to do a little cleanup before we start talking about spooky places in Wisconsin and around the country, just because I can't always get to all of the texts as they're coming in. So Andrew from Verona, you and I were talking about old costumes that we wore to Madison.
Yes.
For Halloween on State Street. And you were a large mouse.
I was a big mouse. I made a big papier-mâché head with big ears. And yeah, I don't ask me. And then one year, The one year, too, I went as Pinocchio. And I literally fashioned like this clay nose.
Wow.
And I had like bib overhaul shorts on with the high socks. And,
nice.
After I got done trick or drinking, I'm telling you, we were so irresponsible. We went over to the guy. We never even made it downtown. We went to the guy's dorm, and we went at. And after about a half an hour, I was done. That was it.
Well, Andrew from Verona says, Carol, the OG Freak Fester before they started tear gassing people.
Oh, yeah.
Freak Fest.
Oh, God, yeah.
Freak Fest was crazy. And I dressed up as a devil. Oh, well. Actually, my favorite costume of all time was when I dressed up as Britney Spears in 20 years.
So That's hilarious.
This was when Hit Me Baby One More Time and she was dressed like a schoolgirl.
Right.
So I put my hair in pigtails. I blacked out some teeth. I drew on a whole bunch of lines, and then I got two balloons and filled them with Jell-O.
That's hilarious.
And put them in the fridge, so I had quite, right. I had a shelf.
There you
I
go.
Actually could carry,
you're,
I, could,
you're
I, could,
buxom.
I could carry my drink in my cleavage.
That's hilarious.
Unfortunately, as the evening wore on, the Jell-O started melting, so I would turn, and then it would go slosh. And I would turn the other way to go, slosh.
Oh, God.
And they were so...
But you know what?
I loaded almost, them up so much, they almost knocked me over.
But to tell you the truth, almost apropos. Because that would be something that would, you know, gravity takes its toll.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. All right, John from the Falls checking in. We had Andy Guss on at 10:30 to update us about what happened at the Menominee Falls School Board meeting about those 33 books. And John says, I just want to thank Andy for all the work he's doing to fight book banning agendas by our unqualified MAGA school board. And then we also did a little segment on politically inspired Halloween costumes.
Right.
And the 262 is in with a suggestion. Get a G.I. Joe costume with a bottle of whiskey and you're Derek Van Orden.
Well, you got to make sure, like, take that costume and also put a plane ticket in your hand.
Oh, well, there you go.
That'll work.
Yep.
That'll
yep.
work. Otherwise, you could just carry around a milk carton with his face on it.
And you can also just scream at children.
Just start randomly yelling at teenagers.
Yeah. I went as Batman on the weekend one year where it was I had a cowl that was made of like a it wasn't a nice costume.
Okay.
It was a cheap cowl, so it went over my face. But then I just wore a t-shirt that said Batman, the old 60s Adam West logo. I had fashioned out of duct tape like a holster for a bottle of gin, and I just walked around to party. I was also wearing cargo shorts and flip-flops.
Oh, hot.
So that's hilarious. So I just walked around the party the whole time just complaining that you know, Wonder Woman left me and those kids aren't even mine.
And you needed like little signs that said, bam, yeah. Wow, yeah. Oh.
Kapow.
Yeah, absolutely.
My knee.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, that's funny. Hey, if you want to share costumes or any scary places in Wisconsin you think people should know about, give us a call or shoot us a text at 844-967-2789. Great column in Up North News. It's upnorthnewswi.com. From Aaron Yarnell about the ghost walks and trails, all the places to go around Wisconsin if you are into spooky things. And there are a lot of people who are.
Oh, gosh. This is for some people, this is their Christmas.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, for a lot of people. Yeah.
So the first place they list, and I think this is pretty well known, but it's the Pfister Hotel.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you've talked to a number of pro athletes over the years because they tend to stay
Major
there.
Major League Baseball players are... You know,
they're really superstitious.
It's very superstitious. And there are some that will not, that for during the course of their career, would not stay at the Pfister. I even read a story about this was a while ago, so don't make me bring up his name because I don't know. He was from the visiting team. He slept with a baseball bat because he was so worried about it. And people have reported hearing female voices in the hallway or hear people walking down the hallway and they look out the door and there's nobody there. And so, I mean, it's a notoriously haunted place. Yes.
What good is a baseball bat going to do?
I just made him feel better. I don't know.
It's a placebo.
Well, you know,
he's going to take, let's say for a second, let's walk down this trail. A ghost shows up. That's adorable. A ghost shows up. He takes one swing and he's going to go, I should have seen that coming.
Yeah.
It's going to go right through him.
Yeah, exactly.
Have you never seen Ghostbusters?
Come on. Basics. Ghost basics.
Yeah. Well, you've got Shakers is notoriously haunted, too.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
They do tours.
And you can rent. You can stay there.
You can stay there. But there are more than one person that I have spoken with that said, you do not go in the basement of Shakers. You do not.
Now, this is a bar in Milwaukee.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's on 2nd Street.
And who is haunting it, do we know?
Well, from what I understand, there's been a young girl that's been seen there that maybe before Shakers was built, she was killed on this site. And then I think there's a woman, too.
That building has a history of ill repute.
Ah,
yeah.
Absolutely. Some brothel action going on.
Correct.
Yes.
Also, but I hear it's pretty scary down in the basement.
Well, if that's your thing, like Greg said, they do tours, and I know you can stay there. Another place on this list from upnorthnewswi.com, the Wisconsin Dells Haunted History Trolley Tour.
Oh, okay.
It may be the water park capital of the world, but if you believe in ghosts, you can take this Haunted History Trolley Tour to learn about Wisconsin Dells spine-chilling tales. The Broadhouse Grill, church-turned restaurant, is rumored to house the spirits of both a young girl and a Union soldier.
Okay.
I wouldn't mind something like that. I just don't want people jumping out at me.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't go to, like, I don't do any of that stuff.
No haunted houses?
No haunted houses. I'm not paying someone $35 to make me almost pee myself.
That's hilarious. Well, I used to do, like, Little Bohemia up north where Dillinger and Capone used to vacation. That's supposed to be haunted, too. But I will tell you this one haunted house story, because Liz and I used to do them all the time. And we were at the Hills Have Eyes, which is really scary.
Yes, it is.
It can be very scary. But we were going into, we had to go through like a building. This is back in the day. We had to go through a building first, but we waited in line for like 2 hours. And she got hungry and she's like, can I have something to eat? And I'm like, sure. So we bought her a hot dog. Well, the first place we went was nothing but these strobe lights going off.
Uh-oh.
And she looked at me and she goes, Mom, I'm going to throw up.
Oh, God. And you just got in there.
And we just got in there. And we had walked past this, when you say somebody jumping out at you, somebody on stilts, and they were really tall. And then, so then I turn around and I'm trying to get her out, and I'm going, to, you know, like I'm swimming upstream. And this creature would not let us pass. And I was just like, all right. So I went into mom mode, and I remember I looked at him, I go, if you don't want throw up all over you, get out of the way.
You shall not pass without paying $17.95.
Yeah, I was away. I just sat there and waited for my girlfriend and her son to get through.
So he let you out after that?
Well, he didn't want throw up all over him.
So. Who does? Well, that's a question.
Now we know how to deal with a ghost.
We got a text from Mama Bri herself.
Oh, what does Mama Bri say?
Mike and I, this is Mike, this is Krista, not me and Mike. He's a married man.
Gotcha.
Mike and I had our first kiss in the Shaker's basement.
That's right. I remember her telling me that. I didn't realize it was Shakers.
So you do go in the basement and you get a little
you get a little love. Fun. Get a little love.
Oh, my gosh.
Wes from Middleton is checking in on the text line at 844-967-2789. Governor's Island in Madison, top tier spooky, an old TB sanatorium. Mendota Hospital, Ed Gein's last residence is right up on the hill, the old cemetery. Great view of the Capitol in downtown Madison. Great for an eerie fall hike.
Great cheese curds, too.
And you know what? Speaking of that, I just watched on Netflix, it's Ed Gein in his own words. I know. And it's him being interviewed by police. And it's like a 2-hour documentary in two parts. And I thought it was fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. And all of the movies that he inspired. I mean, we're going to talk movies later on, but.
Yep.
All the movies that his story inspired is just unbelievable.
Because it was so horrifying.
Well, grave robber, yeah.
Just horrifying. Yeah. One more place on this list that I wanted to cover, because you had mentioned that other place that supposedly a lot of gangsters hung out on.
Yeah, Little Bohemia.
So this is the Four Seasons Island Resort in Pembine, which is almost on the Wisconsin-Michigan border, a little south of Crivitz. It's literally in the middle of nowhere.
Okay.
But the picture of it is beautiful. It's this gorgeous resort, but it reminds me of the place in The Shining.
Oh, the Overlook?
Overlook. Sure. Just, I mean, a little bit, but it's been open for 120 years. A hangout for Al Capone. Still a hangout for spirits and ghost hunters. So if that's your thing, check out the Four Seasons Islands Resort. You can find this whole list at upnorthnewswi.com. We'll put that in our show notes after the end of the show. Stay with us. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Madnair in for Kristen Bry. Kristen joins us now on Wednesdays at 10:33 until 11 o'clock while she's on maternity leave. So make sure you join us. You can either listen, you can watch on the stream and see how little Frankie Lou is doing. Greg Bach on the board, Carol Kane in studio with me in downtown Waukesha. And we'd love to hear from you at 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY, talking about creepy places, if that's your thing. And a lot of people are into it with Halloween right around the corner, scary places right in your own backyard. And even if it's not necessarily a haunted place, but I found this in the Waukesha Freeman. There's a house in Waukesha, the Halloween House of Waukesha South, and they've been doing this for 22 years, and they go all out.
Really?
I am just always so impressed by people who take it to the next level like that. They start in mid-September.
Oh, my gosh. That's
setting really? Up a month and a half.
They that, set up. That's an amazing dedication.
It really is. It really is.
There used to be, is it an actual haunted house that you can go through?
No, it's their home.
Which, oh, it was their home.
So it's that they decorate the outside. But over the course of 22 years, this has become a pretty much a destination Halloween stop in Waukesha.
There was a house I remember on Maryland on the east side of Milwaukee. And there were a couple of artists that lived in it. And one year, because I kept hearing about this thing. And so one year I'm like, I got to go and check this thing out. And what they did was they made the entire front of their house into a werewolf head that Sheesh. Came out.
Wow.
And then the mouth was open with the teeth. So you had to walk through the mouth to get into the house through the door. It was absolutely unbelievable.
That's amazing that yeah. people will go to that extent.
Yeah.
They do at this Waukesha Halloween Haunted House of Waukesha South. They do have donations. They do take donations for the Humane Animal Welfare Society of Waukesha, which is great. That is a wonderful organization. You and I have talked to them many, many
right,
times.
Right, right.
Well, and so if you can do that and make a little donation, that would be
that's
wonderful.
Where Beauregard came from.
Oh, you came from Haas?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So there was you mentioned this Winchester house.
There's the Winchester Mansion, which is in California. And I looked it up. I misspoke off the air. The Winchester Mystery House is a mansion in San Jose, California. It was once the personal residence of Sarah Winchester, the widow of firearms magnate William Wirt Winchester. It's become a tourist attraction. And here's the reason why. She just kept adding on to it. And it's like 24,000 square feet or something like that. Yeah.
Well, I can see how you'd get cramped.
It's a shack.
Sure.
but there are staircases that go nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
There, she would add a room from like, it's just crazy stuff. Crazy stuff. And they have tours. And you can get a tour. And it's supposed to be very haunted. Very, very haunted.
It just sounds interesting architecturally.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, Gettysburg is also said to be very haunted. They've had people take pictures and there are ghostly images that appear in the fields. But, you know, there are a lot of lost souls there.
Absolutely.
Liz did something fun. Have you ever heard of the Crescent Hotel in Eureka Springs?
California?
No.
Where is Eureka Springs?
Arkansas. I think it's Arkansas.
Okay.
Anyhow, so she was visiting her friend in Missouri, and she decided, because she's all into this creepy stuff, too. She's very much like her mother.
All right.
And so she went down and booked a room and stayed in this hotel all by herself, took the tour. She didn't see anything. She was supremely disappointed. But it was very interesting for her to do. And also, the other thing, I saw this on Nat Geo. And it's the Clown Motel.
Oh, that's
just hard pass.
Just the title is terrifying.
Yeah.
Clown Hotel.
The Clown Hotel. And what this hotel is, and I am not sure exactly where it is, but you could look it up. It's right there. The old Tonopah Cemetery. I don't know exactly.
Is it a cemetery?
No. It's next to a cemetery.
It's in Tonopah, Nevada.
Okay. So here's what the whole theory is. And people who have stayed at the hotel say they have seen the specter of this clown, like, standing over their bed.
Oh, yikes.
But they show the cemetery next to this Clown Motel, And they have this image of this clown walking across the cemetery and going through the fence and then going into the hotel and haunting the people that are staying there. To which my son, I said, Alex hates clowns. And he said to me once, he goes, Mom, I have three goals. And I said, well, what are they? And he says, I want to get a good job. Great. I want to have a nice house. Great.
Sure.
I want to kick a clown in the Australia.
Excuse me?
Australia is the land down under. And I said, okay, you know, I'm kind of in on one and two.
I can go with those.
But we need to investigate number three. But I sent the link to him, and he goes, oh, I can't wait to not go.
Yeah, Clown Motel. Yeah.
No, it's really creepy. If you look it up, oh, boy.
I looked it up. No, thank you.
Not going.
No, thank you.
We will attach all of these links to the show notes after the end of the show. If you want, maybe you want to book a night at the Clown Hotel, you can certainly do that. And John from the Falls checking in on the text line. Honestly, nothing about Halloween scares me anymore. It's probably because I live in a country with a heavily armed dystopian cult willing to do whatever their supreme leader tells them to. No haunted house can be worse than this.
Wow, John. Way to take a hard right turn on that. this fun topic.
Yeah, but he's
fine.
Not wrong.
He's not wrong. All right. When we come back, Matt Miller from onmilwaukee.com is going to be joining us. We're going to be talking about scary movies, the old and the new, which ones still hold up. And there are some classics that still scare the crap out of me. And that's the only way I will watch scary movies, if I know where all the spoilers are.
You're kidding.
No.
Yeah,
oh, man.
I've done that too.
Have you?
I've read like the Wikipedia synopsis, and I'm like, I know exactly where all the murder and blood and scary is happening.
Oh, yeah. There's nothing more exhilarating. I think it's because it makes me feel alive. Because all of a sudden it's like, oh.
That big adrenaline rush.
Yeah.
Do you know what, Carol? I'm sitting here right now. I'm feeling being alive. I don't need a movie to help.
If you want to text in with your favorite scary movies, what are you watching this time of year? Halloween is coming up next Tuesday already, and then it will be November. So let us know what you think stood up or what new horror movies you are looking forward to. We'll take your texts at 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. We have the news coming up in just a moment. Make sure you download the app. You can take us with you wherever you go. It's super easy to download, and it's a pretty snappy app, too, as far as being able to call directly from the app. You can text directly from the app, and you can also check out all of these civic media stations all across the state. So stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Saddle up, buckaroos. It's time to start the cattle drive with Trail Tunes, the new cowboy, western, and south of the border show on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI. Every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m., join me, Gene, Roy, Tex, and Rex with songs of lonesome cowboys, wicked rustlers, and sighing senoritas. From the sons of the pioneers to riders in the sky, Trail Tunes will have you wishing for those wide open spaces. Every Thursday from 7 to 8, only on WisCountry 105.5.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
My friend Teddy almost set his house on fire. He used a counterfeit, you know, a fake wall charger. He had to go to the hospital.
My big sister Jenna's face turned bright red. She was just showing people online how to use a new cream. She still has the scars.
My brother's friend Billy had to jump off his motor scooter when it caught fire. He fell and got hit by a car. He broke his leg, blew his chances to play basketball in college.
My BFF Chloe was riding her bike and hit a ditch. Her helmet broken too. Now, she has a brain injury.
There is a cost to buying cheap. Do you want to pay the price?
Real products are tested for safety. Protect yourself. Don't fall for fake products.
Visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
Children are the greatest joy and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids right here in our own backyard are facing hunger every day? Without healthy food, it's harder to grow, to thrive, to feel their best.
The impact when children don't have enough to eat is tremendous, because when you're hungry and your basic needs aren't being met, you cannot learn.
Every child deserves to be fed. This is a problem we know how to solve. Food is not just food. It's energy, health, confidence, hope, and even love. Yes, love.
Breakfast in the classroom contributes to kids being more focused, which leads to higher grades, and simply just their well-being.
Thank you!
Learn more about how No Kid Hungry is helping end child hunger in America at helpnokidhungry.org.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 30 overnight under cloudy skies, northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance of snow showers tomorrow 39. A dusting of snow tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 38. 101.1.
For joining us on As Goes Wisconsin, Jane Matinair in for Kristen Rye, Greg Bach on the board, Carol Kane with me in studio.
Yep.
And joining us on the stream on Milwaukee.com's own Matt Miller. And we're going to talk scary things, Matt. We're going to talk scary movies.
It's spooky movie season.
Spooky season. Time. Well, now, as a movie reviewer, you have to watch everything.
I try. I've skipped a lot of the bad faith-based movies that have come out in recent years.
Like which ones?
Ooh, burn.
The various God's Not Deads and the various...
Left Behind.
You know what? Left Behind, the last Left Behind movie starred Nicolas Cage. So that's...
It did?
Yeah, Nick needed some money. Nick was on hard times.
Well, he's got a lot of exes he has to pay off, so I suppose you got to work where you can find it.
He spends a lot of money poorly.
So let's start with old scary movies that still hold up, that stand the test of time. Which would Absolutely. Be your picks?
Yeah, my favorite scary movie is The Shining. I believe it's actually going to be, if you're in the Milwaukee area, I believe it's back on the big screen at the Times Cinema this weekend. So Ooh. If you haven't gotten to see it on the big screen. I love The Shining. I think it is deeply eerie. I think it's scary on a visceral level, but also scary on a like get under your skin, unsettling discomfort. I think that movie's tremendous. I also think a lot of the Hitchcock still holds up. I love Psycho. I think Psycho is a genuinely really scary movie. Perfectly made. I think it is an ideal, I guess you could call it a slasher movie, but it's just so impeccably crafted and so fun to watch. I remember watching that movie as a kid.
Really?
And like taking a shower, but with the curtains like drawn. So it's like I had like a 180 degree view. Like everyone's like, nothing's going to sneak up on me here.
I'm not going to be taken by surprise. Exactly.
And your mom's like, why is there water everywhere?
Yeah, I had a talking to. There was a big conversation about what scary movies young Matt can watch that week. And it's weird to think of this as an older movie now, but it is over 20 years old now at this point. But The Ring is still a really creepy movie. I feel like people gave that movie a side eye because it was a big teen movie at the time and it got parodied a lot. And then obviously VHSs became very fastly outdated. But that movie's still really creepy and really impeccably crafted. I would love it if Gore Verbinski, the director, made more movies again. I think he just makes too weird of movies for Hollywood, so they've stopped giving him money. But it's a shame because a lot of his stuff, even his bad movies, are interesting and visually just fascinating to look at.
I agree with you about The Ring. That is a really scary film. Mm-hmm. And I guess
it's just got dread just dripping out of it. It's like you feel that movie just eerying into your room when you watch it on TV. And like they have maybe the best jump scare of all time, in my opinion, which is like the random cut in the beginning of the movie to the dead girl in the closet that wrecked closets for me as a child. Showers, closets, most confined spaces were utterly ruined for me as a child.
How do you feel about clowns?
You know what? I'm fine with clowns, honestly. I think clowns get a bad rep. I do think Smiles are creepy, though. Like that horror movie that came out 2 years ago, Ooh, Smile.
Yeah.
That movie was that hit me in a place in the back of my head. There's a bad movie called The Black Dahlia from a few years ago.
Oh, God. I remember hearing about that.
It's a bad movie, and it's barely about the Black Dahlia murders, but there's like stuff involving the man who smiled in that movie. And for some, just that alone wigged me out. I was like, the movie's bad. Creepy smile guy, don't like him. Get him out of my movie.
You're right, though, about Smile. It is very, very creepy. And I have a friend of mine who I said, you should watch this. And he called me at home and he goes, uh-uh. I got 15 minutes in and that's enough. Not doing it. Not doing it.
It's funny because it's very much like The Ring, but what if the tape was a smiling person?
Right.
You know, it's kind of a fun play.
You know what other one that I really, it was at the very end of the movie, it was like, no way, one of those is The Vanishing from 1988. They redid it, I think, with Jeff Bridges and things like that, but it's, gosh, it's a really, really interesting movie, and it's just a shock at the end. So you should check that out.
Yeah, that's a good deep cut. I should let people know, I should shamelessly plug for a second, I do have a list of 100 good scary movies you can stream on Milwaukee.com, whether you have Netflix or Hulu or Peacock or whatever cockamimi, streaming services are out there now. But there's a bunch of really good horror movies out there for people to check out. If you haven't seen, this is going to be weird. So have you watched The Haunting of Hill House?
Yes.
So that's a director named Mike Flanagan, who's tremendous. He's a great filmmaker, great horror filmmaker. He's so good. He made a really good horror sequel to the Ouija movie. They made a horror movie out of the Ouija board. And the first one that came out is awful. It's very bad. Do not watch Ouija, the original. But Ouija, Origin of Evil was directed by Mike Flanagan, and it's really good. If you like Haunting of Hill House, Midnight Mass, the Fall of the House of Usher is this new one on Netflix. If you like that kind of horror with like an emotional kick to it, I think you'd really dig Ouija, Origin of Evil. It's startling. I remember seeing that in theaters and being like, what is business does this Ouija sequel have being good?
It was bizarre. Matt Miller from onmilwaukee.com is our guest. We're getting into scary season. Halloween's right around the corner. Talking about old scary films that stand the test of time and new scary ones that are great as well. Wes from Middleton, Matt, says The Fall of the House of Usher on Netflix is excellent.
It's excellent.
Eerie with some good jump scares, not too gory, which that clears the way for me to watch it then. Best part of the whole thing was you really root against all of the characters. So while it's scary, you feel a little bit of justice the entire time.
Yeah, he's a really great filmmaker. He also tried to do the Shining sequel from a few years ago, Dr. Sleep, which I don't love that movie. I think it kind of tries to be a Shining sequel in its own thing at the same time. It's like a sequel to the book and the movie at the same time. So there's like soul-sucking vampires in it, and you're like, what is this doing in a Shining sequel? But even that is better than it should be, because Mike Flanagan is a really good filmmaker. He really invests a lot of emotion into his TV shows and movies. He really finds the core that really kind of, again, gets under your skin. That's a good horror movie. Anything can startle you. There's a bug next to my computer screen right now, and it startled me when I saw it. That doesn't mean that bug is, you know, Stanley Kubrick, you know? So
wouldn't it be cool if it was, though?
What if he got reincarnated as this bug? What a twist.
Box Elder, the movie.
There you go.
I just want to share with everyone here, you'll all be proud of me, for the first three or 4 years, I think it was 4 years ago, I sat down and watched the original Halloween.
Oh, what'd you
think?
Oh,
it's awesome.
It was interesting because it's, of course, of the times. It's like, you know, it's not super gory. It's got the jump scares, but not too many. But what I found very interesting about that movie is, you know, where a lot of movies, it's about the POV of the person looking and then being, you know, the jump scare.
Yeah.
Where this movie, they bury the lead and they'll turn the camera and there he is. And you can see him. It's still scary, but it's not like you're not terrified. You're like, oh my gosh. And also, I feel like had any of those kids picked up the pace, they'd have been fine. Michael Myers, not a runner. He's not a runner. He's just not.
He was not an athlete.
It's working on nightmare logic, you know? In your nightmares, you're always so slow. You're always so unable to get any distance from whatever's chasing you. So that's the kind of fun nightmare logic of Halloween and horror movies like that. I do find it interesting revisiting the classic horror movies, because so many of them, the tropes have been so overused. I watched the original Exorcist this past week.
Yep.
And watching it, it just doesn't hit me the same way, because all of the stuff that's scary in that movie when it originally came out 50-some years ago has now been in every possession movie and every Exorcist movie ever since. So, like, her talking like a grumbly 78-year-old man, you know, isn't scary anymore, because it's like, oh, well, that's the same vocal effect they've been doing in The Pope's Exorcist with Russell Crowe.
Well, and good heavens, now we're using projectile vomiting in comedies, like Pitch Perfect, you know, so that takes a little of the edge away from that particular effect.
Yeah, and you forget how long it takes to get to the exorcism in the original Exorcism. It doesn't start happening until there's like 20 minutes left in the movie. Yeah. You're like, this movie should really, it's like more of a domestic drama. And then all of a sudden it's like, she sure is saying something she shouldn't be.
Matt, I have a question for you. Are you excited for the sequel to Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey?
No, I am not, because I actually saw Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey, and it's the worst movie you'll see this year. It's awful. And I'm not saying this is like a prude who can't handle, you know, gore and stuff like that. I saw Terrifier 2. Like, I've seen messed up stuff. But, like, it's so lazy. Like, it's so clearly a movie that was whipped together because Winnie the Pooh became public access, public use, and the director was like, ha! What would be crazy? A horror movie with Winnie the Pooh. I have $20. Let's make a horror movie.
That's hilarious.
It's gross. It's choppily made. It's shoddily made. Don't waste your time on it. It is not worth the lols. There are funnier, campier movies to watch than Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey.
You know what? You have to. We have to talk about like Jaws, Silence of the Lambs. You know, I mean, those were all very scary movies because they played with you psychologically. Like you never knew where the shark was going to show up.
Right.
Now, did they ruin the franchise? Yes. But the initial Jaws and Jaws 2 are very good. And Silence of the Lambs, I think he won Best Director. She won Best Actress and Anthony Hopkins won. And that's the first horror movie to get those big three, right?
Yeah, I think it won all of the major awards that year, if I remember right. It won Picture, Director, Actor, Actress. Yeah, it won the big four that year. And again, a horror movie. And if I remember right, a horror movie that came out really early in that year, which, I mean, obviously with the changes in the Academy and things of that nature, you know, older, like more recent or older movies from a year have a better chance at, you know, doing well. But back in 1990, 91, when that came out, that was kind of rare for a movie to like hang on for that long and live out all the buzz and all the backlash and the backlash to the backlash and to win Best Picture as a horror movie.
Yeah.
That movie is incredible. That movie is really, really well made. And it speaks to, Greg brought this up a little bit with Halloween too. Jump scares are fine. They're fun. They're exhilarating. But I do love in a horror movie when something creepy is going on and it's like the camera doesn't even realize it's happening. So like if you've seen The Strangers, which is another really good modern horror movie, that one's on Netflix right now. There's a lot of shots and it's just a home invasion movie. Husband and wife in their house get visited by three masked killers. And there's a bunch of shots in it where it's just her standing in a room, Liv Tyler is the lead, and all of a sudden you just see the serial killer just like standing in the back of the room, just like not doing anything, just like checking things out and surveillancing.
These are lovely sconces.
The calm and the unease of like, oh, this is just like eerie creepiness. That's the stuff that hits me right in the scare centers.
If you want to share your favorite scary movies, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. We will take your calls and your texts when we come back from the break. I'll get one in here real quick from the 262, Dave and the Shaw. I love old Universal monster movies. The Wolfman, yes. Dracula. My favorites is the one that brings all those characters together. Abbott and Costello, Meet Frankenstein. I watch it every October. I love that movie.
That's hilarious.
You know, and you know what? Those movies have such... I was just talking with a friend today about this, where it's like even crummy old movies back in the day, they felt like movies because they really like cared about lighting and they were doing their best to make something that looked cool with the little limited resources they had. Obviously, those four Universal Monster movies, they had a little bit more budget than, you know, like... Dunk, but they're still like gothic and creepy. I really love the atmosphere of those, the gothic vibe.
We're going to continue this conversation on the other side of the break. Stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin. You're listening across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Give me half a chance, cause I'm not dead yet.
Goes Wisconsin, Jane Matinere in for Kristen Bry, Greg Bach on the board, Carol Kane in studio, and Matt Miller from onmilwaukee.com joining us on the stream. You can check in as well at 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Talking scary movies, old and new, which ones have stood the test of time? What are your favorites? We have Mark from the SAC on the phone. Hi, Mark. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing great. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, and I enjoy the old horror movies. One I can remember, you know, seeing on television as a child was Tales of Terror. Were three Poe stories. One was Morella, The Black Cat, and the Facts of the Case of M. Valdemar. When the case of M. Valdemar ends up with, you know, that all that was left of M. Valdemar was a, you know, a pool of bubbly and pearlescence. But both of them, all three of them are kind of, there's humor in them, and there's also, you know, that the whole horror aspect of them that is kind of, you know, was really scary at the time.
Sure.
But, I mean, this some of the new ones are just you know, what more imaginative ways can we have to cut people up? And with considering some of the stuff that's going on in real life these days, I mean, that's horrifying enough. That
right.
Thank you so much, Mark. I can't do gore. I can't handle it. I can't take it. I find it very upsetting, which is why these movies, I mean, in Silence of the Lambs, granted, has got some pretty icky stuff in there, but it's not like we're watching people cut off their own hands so they can get away, like the Saw movies and all that stuff.
I was going to say, I don't know what Saw franchise you're talking about.
I can't do it.
For as little as horror movies I can do, because I get grossed out and the scary thing kind of gets me. One thing I did watch as a kid, and I watched it all the time, was Tales from the Crypt.
Oh, yeah.
It was gory, but it was hilarious. It was so funny.
Well, I will say that the one horror movie that it's very troublesome, but at the end there's vindication is Hostel. You know what I mean? I watched Hostel, and there were a couple of pieces during that movie. I was like, oh, no.
I can't.
And then, but at the end, I was like, yeah, get him.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Our news director, Terry Bell, is a horror fan. Good morning, Terry. What's your favorite horror movie?
Hi, Jane. Yeah, I'm a horror fan come lately, so to speak. I never used to like horror movies at all for all the reasons that have been stated, and mostly because, well, they're dumb. And, but lately, it's been a real renaissance lately. They've been making really smart horror movies, well-told stories for grown-ups that just happen to be scary. The studio A24 has been really good at this. Midsommar, X, Pearl, Barbarian. It's been a really good a stretch of time lately for scary movies that don't insult your intelligence.
Yeah, and I do think financially and critically, we are in kind of a horror movie golden age right now, even more so than comic book movies right now. Horror movies are the best bet at the box office. And that's always been the case on some level because horror movies are cheap to make.
Sure.
And so they don't have to make that much money to get their money back. But right now, I mean, we are looking at this Five Nights at Freddy's movie that's coming out this weekend, potentially having a bigger opening weekend than the new Marvel's movie coming out in 2 weeks. And if you look at the box office across the board, the movies that are actually making money are the horror movies. They're doing really well. And again, part of that is because they're cheap to make. So in that case, you know, a $40 million opening weekend is great for a horror movie. Whereas if you're Indiana Jones 5 and you cost $300 million to make, well, it's a disaster. And I'm interested to see if there is a move towards the economics of these horror movies of being like, why are we spending so much money on these old franchises, on these CGI-laden IP brands that we need to make $1 billion to make our money back? Why aren't we going back to making $40 to $50 million movies that, you know, can be modest hits and make their money back? And if they don't do great, well, okay, well, that's fine. You know, it's not that much of a money loss as opposed to, like I said, like an Indiana Jones 5, which has made like $400 million worldwide, but means it's a massive loser because it needed to make like $800 million to even just get out of the red.
Thank you so much for calling, Terry. We only got a couple of minutes left. 844-967-2789. I just want to mention two of what I think are the best scary movies in the last couple of years. It's The Quiet Place and The Quiet Place 2.
Oh, that's a great
directed by Jim Halpert.
Yep,
it's true.
There is this interesting thing where comedy people are the best horror creators right now. Obviously, Jordan Peele with Get Out and Us and Nope. I think he's 3 for 3 personally. And Barbarian was just mentioned by that caller. That's directed by a guy who used to be in The Whitest Kids You Know, the comedy troupe.
That's right.
Yeah. Zach Breton, I think his name is. And, you know, you have Jim Halpert, you know, you've got him directing the first two Quiet Place movies. And you think about it, and it's like, well, it makes sense because horror and comedy are not that far off in terms of, you know, build up and playing with the audience and twists and turns and then hitting a punchline in the same way that, you know, a scary scene has to hit the punchline. There's a reason why comedy and horror have similarities in that way. And you're playing with expectations, which the best horror movies do, instead of, you know, just playing out the cliches as always.
One last caller, Brian from Maguanago. Good morning, Brian. Thank you so much for joining us.
I got to agree with you about gore. I'm not a big fan of that. But one movie that got me in my early 20s, and I think maybe because I saw it in a theater with some really good surround sound, was Event Horizon with Lawrence Fishburne and Sam Neill.
Oh, yeah, that's like a sci-fi horror.
Really good. Yeah, scary sci-fi. That was one of my all-time favorites.
What's the name of it, Brian?
What I saw at the theater. Event Horizon.
Event Horizon. I'll have to write that down. Thank you so much for calling. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
It is interesting that there's not that many sci-fi horror movies, and maybe that's in part because, you know, Alien kind of crushed it right out the ballpark.
Oh, yeah.
And like, space just seems like such an obvious place to set a horror movie because there's truly, deeply no escape. But it's like Alien came out and it was like, oh, they killed it. They did great.
Anything else? Anything else we should go see that's coming up?
I want to recommend a little hidden gem that's on Netflix called His House, about an immigrant couple moving into a new apartment in England. It came out in the pandemic 2020 year, and it kind of got overlooked. Really good. If you're more into the psychological horror, that's one to check out.
Matt Miller from OnMilwaukee.com, Carol Kane, Greg Bach, thank you, all of you, for listening and for calling and for texting. Have a happy Halloween weekend.
Yep.
We will be back with you on Monday starting at 10 a.m. Thank you so much for joining us on As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often hard to find the program or service you're looking for. United Way's 211 can assist you locating services. 211 is free and confidential. Trained referral specialists will help you get connected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, lost of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my Grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough, but if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give
your family time. WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM. From the